Denise Pearson, along with her brothers and sisters, Lorraine, Doris, Stedman and Delroy, had only over 20 top 30 UK singles, were the youngest British group to have a number one album in the UK. After 30 years, she's finally going solo, and we've been having a chat today.
Hey, Dominic, how are you?
I'm really well. It's lovely to have you on.
Thank you.
Big fan of Five Star. I won't go as far as say I had a poster up, but I may have had a poster up. I'm also slightly embarrassed.
Oh, you are?
Sure. I've been telling my wife that the song that I really liked from Five Star was Systematic.
Okay.
No, it's System Addict.
Oh, yes, that's it.
Yeah. So I've been singing the wrong song, loving it, for a long time.
Oh, you poor thing. No. It's very easily mistaken. So don't worry about it. I think a whole load of the fans are doing the same thing.
It is funny, though, isn't it, how we interpret music. You hear things that other people don't hear.
Yeah, absolutely. I've done it myself to lots of Michael Jackson songs and Smokey Robinson songs.
Going back then to the time when Five Star started, this was very different. And a lot of people, say, in their, I guess, 20s these days, wouldn't really understand what an impact Five Star had on the British music scene. This was very different. I mean, I always described it as the British version of the Jacksons. There was something very different about that family of yours coming together.
It was amazing, actually, performing with my brothers and sisters. I think my dad had a plan from the beginning. Buster Pearson, my dad actually passed away in October last year. But he had a plan from the beginning. He got in the American musicians and American producers to make this Five Star sound, and along with the dance routines and being a family group, I guess we were dubbed the British Jacksons with honour.
1983 is when it all started, wasn't it?
That's correct, 1983. 30 years ago.
Can you even believe it's 30 years?
No, I can't. I'm still eating chocolate and watching cartoons. I think it just went so fast. Very, very fast. We just, you know, it was, if it wasn't the new costumes, it was the new routine, new song, and then Top of the Pops, Russell Harty, Wogan, and the Royal Varieties. It just went so quickly, you know, but it was a heck of a ride.
You had the whole package, though, didn't you? The whole group had the look, the choreography, but also it was the outfits. The outfits were incredible. I'm just almost seeing sort of metallic glitter in my head.
That's it. I think we were the only group at the time wearing the sequins, which was good, and dancing routine, actually. So we were different. So I guess, and the music was American, and we were English. And we stood out, and especially with our big shoulder pads, we stood out. And that's a good thing.
And how have those singles, how did they form what you guys were going to go on and do? You know, System Addict, say it right, Rain or Shine, Stay Out of My Life, The Slightest Touch. Mm-hmm. How did they form what you would do? Because these were Brit Awards, these were Grammy nominations. It was a huge time for you.
The demos would come in, and we would sit and listen. My dad would pick right down to the album tracks that he thought were great for the album tracks, and then he'd play it to us, and we'd give our okay. So it was all sorted, we all played a part in the plan, you know, to take our group from the start, from Problematic, right onto the Can't Waits and the System Addicts and the Rain or Shines.
Did you feel, as the lead singer, did you feel a real responsibility on your shoulders, or was it was the burden across?
Absolutely, because, I mean, we all had to do the dance routines, but I had to change mine because there was a certain camera angle and I had to stay more focused to the front, and I had to, you know, make sure that I learned all the lyrics and the routine together. Yeah, it was just a little bit more, but I think we all worked together as a great family unit.
Do you miss your dad?
Yes, I do. I do, but I don't know why, Dominic. I feel right in the centre of my stomach that he's in a better place, and he's with us all. Now he can be with us all, you know, watching over us all. Yeah. And I just feel him around all the time.